The last broadcast on King Street. My name is Jasper Jazz Blackwell. At 12:03 a.m., every radio in Charleston whispered my name. I was locking the doors at Spirit Song Fellowship when the old receiver in my office crackled to life. Gospel static gave way to a man's panicked breathing. Then came the voice of Leon Gray, the city's favorite late-night host. Smooth Leon. Velvet voice. King Street legend. Only now, he sounded like a man running out of road. Before sunrise, he said over the air, "Ask Jazz Blackwell what really happened on Meeting Street." Then another voice entered, low, distorted. "Tell the truth, Leon. A crash, dead air." Then the station cut to jazz. My phone rang before I moved. "Detective Mia Sanchez, you hear it?" she asked. Hard not to, man used my full government mystery voice. "Leon Gray is missing." Rain fell over King Street when I arrived at WQSC, the neon on-air sign still glowing red above the entrance. Police lights painted the wet pavement blue. Inside, the studio smelled of burnt coffee, old vinyl, and fear. Leon's chair was overturned. His headphones lay snapped in two. A smear of blood marked the soundboard. Mia handed me an evidence bag. Inside was a cassette tape labeled Meeting Street, Blackwell. My mouth went dry. "My father?" Mia asked. I nodded. Detective Ezekiel Blackwell had been dead in every way except paperwork for most of my life. He disappeared when I was 9. Every few years, Charleston handed me another piece of him like a debt it hated paying. Mia studied my face. "You okay?" "No." She waited. "But I'm functional." That's the saddest resume line I've ever heard. The station manager, Dana Voss, stood near the hallway, shaking. "Leon said he was doing a special episode," she said. "Something about old sins and new money." Who knew? His producer, a caller, maybe half the city. Leon liked drama. In Leon's office, I found 3 names on a yellow legal pad. Calvin Reese, Arthur Bellamy, Rever, Elijah Kane. Mia leaned over my shoulder. "That third one your rival, Pastor?" "Elijah doesn't consider himself my rival." "Generous. He considers himself my correction." We started with Calvin Reese, a retired patrol officer with a bad knee and worse attitude. He lived above a closed cigar shop off Queen Street. "Leon was digging where he shouldn't," Reese said. "Meeting Street?" I asked. His eyes flickered. "Hit and run. 1997. Young woman killed. Case disappeared." "Victim? Naomi Bellamy." Mia frowned. "Bellamy as in Arthur Bellamy?" "Her brother," Reese said. "Now owns half the restaurants downtown." "And my father?" "Your father thought the driver was protected." "By who?" Reese looked toward the window. A bullet punched through the glass. I shoved him down as Mia fired back. The shooter ran across the rooftop opposite. I chased him through rain-slick alleys, vaulted a wrought iron fence, and caught a glimpse of a black motorcycle tearing onto King Street. No plate, but he dropped something. A silver cufflink with the initials AB. Arthur Bellamy received us in a private dining room above one of his restaurants, surrounded by mahogany, bourbon, and men who mistook expensive suits for armor. "Leon Gray was a parasite," Bellamy said. "He fed on grief." "Funny," I said. "Grief usually recognizes its relatives." His jaw tightened. Mia placed the cufflink on the table. Bellamy smiled. "I own many cufflinks. Any of them shoot at retired cops?" His smile died. Then my phone buzzed. A live stream. Leon Gray sat tied to a chair in a dark room, blood at his temple. Behind him, a clock ticked toward 3 a.m. The distorted voice spoke. "Pastor Blackwell has until sunrise to confess what his father buried." Leon raised his head. "Jazz, it wasn't your father." The feed cut. Mia cursed. I stared at the frozen image. Behind Leon was a stained glass window. Not a warehouse. A church. We found Elijah Kane at his sleek glass sanctuary across town, calm in a charcoal suit, alone beneath theatrical blue lights. "You made the list," I said. "Many lists, Jasper. Leon is missing. I'll pray for him. Start with telling the truth. Saves time." Elijah's eyes stayed warm. Too warm. "Truth without wisdom is vandalism." "That sounds pretty from a guilty man." "I'm not guilty, but I know what Leon found." He walked to the altar and handed me a flash drive. "Your father did not bury the Meeting Street case. He preserved it. Someone inside the department killed Naomi Bellamy and let her brother build an empire on silence." "Who?" Elijah paused. "Dana Voss." The station manager, Leon's trusted friend. We tore back to WQSC. Dana was gone. But the old broadcast booth had a basement. Mia found the door behind stacked amplifiers. We descended into damp brick and humming pipes. Leon was tied beneath a single bulb. Dana stood behind him holding a pistol. Her face was streaked with tears. She ran into the street, Dana said. I was 22. Bellamy paid to hide it. Your father found out. I thought he'd ruin me. What did you do to him? I asked. Nothing. I only gave his file to the wrong man. Who? She smiled through tears. Ask Elijah, Leon yelled. Jazz! Dana raised the gun. Mia fired first. Dana dropped, wounded, screaming. I untied Leon as sirens flooded King Street. Outside, dawn bruised the sky purple over wet pavement. Leon was loaded into an ambulance alive. Mia stood beside me, silent. Elijah Kane watched from across the street under a black umbrella. He gave me the smallest nod. Not victory. Invitation. The broadcast had ended, but my father's ghost had just gone live. God doesn't bury the truth. He reveals it. I just stay long enough to witness it. This case is closed.